Okay, so are you ready to like really take a look at the future of healthcare?
I am.
We're going deep into med tech today. More specifically, the world of Singaporean startups.
Okay, yeah.
They're using AI to basically revolutionize healthcare. You know?
Yeah.
Like how we diagnose things, treat things, and just manage our overall health.
Yeah.
And these innovators are going to be featured at the SG Innovation Showcase in San Francisco.
Cool.
On January 15th, 2025.
Awesome.
So think of this deep dive as like your sneak peek
right.
before everyone else finds out.
I like it.
What's so cool about these companies is they're not just like messing around with small stuff.
Right.
They're tackling huge healthcare problems head on.
Yeah.
Early cancer detection, personalized treatments for like really complex diseases.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And they're using AI to do it all.
That's incredible.
Let's kick things off with companies that are using data and AI to like change how we deliver care.
Okay.
One that's really cool is Evice Health.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
They made this wearable stethoscope called Evice MD. It continuously analyzes lung sounds.
Oh, wow.
Diagnoses coughs and wheezes and tracks how well the treatment's working.
So it's like real-time monitoring.
Yeah, all in real time.
That's amazing.
No more constant doctor visits, just constant monitoring.
Wow.
What I find really interesting about Revise Health is their focus on that continuous data collection.
Yeah.
That nonstop flow of information lets doctors jump in early.
Yeah.
Which can totally change how a disease plays out.
For sure. Early intervention is key.
And get this. It's not only for adults.
Really?
They've got AirSone Junior 2.
What's that?
It's a wearable that keeps tabs on a kid's breathing and heart rate while they're sleeping.
That's peace of mind for parents, for sure.
As a parent, I can tell you I'd love that.
Absolutely.
It just shows how they're using tech to help patients and families be more proactive with their health.
Yeah, I'm seeing that a lot with these startups.
For sure, another company pushing the limits is MeshBio.
What are they doing?
They developed the DIRA Health Intelligence Platform. It analyzes patient data to predict and manage chronic diseases.
Is it like a crystal ball for your health?
It kind of is, yeah.
Wow.
Let's doctors step in before things get serious.
That's amazing.
What's really cool about MeshBio is how they can go through tons of data and find those patterns that predict future health risks.
I see.
Like their health vector diabetes can predict the 3-year risk of chronic kidney disease in type 2 diabetes patients.
That's huge. Having that kind of foresight is invaluable.
Definitely. So we've talked about predicting diseases.
Right.
Now let's look at streamlining treatment development.
Okay.
Clinical trials are super important for getting new therapies out there.
Yeah.
But they can be slow and complicated.
That's true.
That's where OncoShot comes in.
Mm-hmm.
They're using AI to speed things up by matching the right patients with the right clinical trials.
So it's like a smart matchmaking system for clinical trials.
Exactly. And that can potentially get life-saving treatments to people faster.
That's incredible. Breaking down those barriers and getting people the treatments they need faster.
Their innovation is all about breaking down those silos in healthcare.
Yeah.
Their AI platform connects patients, doctors, and pharmaceutical companies.
That's smart.
To make the whole process smoother.
It's like they're streamlining the whole system.
And they're leading Project Eyes, which is Singapore's first nationwide effort to build this kind of interconnected system.
Wow, that's impressive.
Okay, get ready. Because we're about to jump into the world of targeted therapies and drug discoveries.
All right, I'm ready.
First up is Tikva Alicel.
Okay.
They're developing off-the-shelf T-cell therapies for solid tumors.
Interesting. I know a little about T-cell therapy.
Yeah, so it's a type of immunotherapy where you use genetically engineered immune cells to fight cancer.
Right.
But traditionally, these therapies are personalized, so they have to be made from scratch for each patient.
That sounds expensive.
It is, and that's where Tikva Alicel's innovation comes in. They're creating ready-made T-cell armies that can be used for more patients.
Oh, wow. So it's like having a pre-made army ready to go.
Exactly. It could make these incredible therapies more accessible, safer, and more affordable.
That's a game changer in fighting cancer.
Yeah, it really shows how these startups are pushing the limits of personalized medicine.
Absolutely.
Another company taking on tough cancers is Biosingen.
Okay.
They're developing cell therapies for cancers that are notoriously difficult to treat. Their main product, BRG01, is specifically for nasopharyngeal carcinoma.
Nasopharyngeal carcinoma.
It's a type of cancer in the nasopharynx.
Okay.
Which is the area behind your nose.
Got it.
It's hard to treat because of its location. It tends to spread to lymph nodes.
So it's tricky.
But Biosingen's BRG01 is showing real promise.
That's good to hear.
They even got fast-track designation from the US FDA.
Wow, that's huge. It means they're onto something really promising.
And what's interesting about Biosingen is they have facilities in both Singapore and Guangzhou.
That gives them a global reach.
Exactly. It gives them access to cutting-edge research, and they can scale up production to meet global demand.
Smart move. It shows how interconnected global healthcare innovation really is.
Totally. And last but not least, we have Ananda Immunotherapies.
Okay.
They're kind of under the radar right now, but they're working on a totally different way to treat autoimmune diseases.
So what are they doing?
Instead of suppressing the immune system, which is what's usually done,
right,
they're trying to restore its balance.
That's fascinating.
Like retraining the immune system, not just silencing it.
That's a really interesting approach.
It could lead to better and more effective treatments for all sorts of autoimmune diseases.
Yeah, that's big.
It's bold. It shows how ambitious these Singaporean startups are.
They're not just settling for small improvements. They're trying to completely change how we approach healthcare.
For sure. Now let's move into the world of precision diagnostics.
Okay.
It's like having a super powerful magnifying glass for your health.
Oh, wow.
It lets doctors see things they couldn't before. And this is where AI really shines.
How so?
It can analyze massive amounts of data, see tiny patterns, and make connections that humans might miss.
So it's like AI is taking diagnostics to a whole new level.
It really is. And it's leading to earlier and more accurate diagnoses.
That's,
One company leading this is Lucence.
Okay.
They're using liquid biopsies to completely change cancer detection.
What's a liquid biopsy?
Instead of invasive procedures, you just need a blood draw to find cancer early.
Oh, wow. That's much easier.
It's a game changer. Early detection is key when it comes to cancer.
Definitely.
The earlier you find and target cancer cells, the better the chances of successful treatment.
Makes sense.
And Lucence's liquid hallmark test can detect multiple types of cancer and specific mutations from just one blood sample.
That's pretty remarkable.
And then we have Colitarif.
What do they do?
They're also using AI to improve diagnostics.
Okay.
They're focused on helping pathologists analyze tissue samples faster and more accurately.
So it's like giving pathologists an AI assistant.
Exactly. It helps them make sure they don't miss anything important.
That's smart.
The best part is it doesn't replace human expertise.
Right.
It just makes it better.
I see.
AI can handle the repetitive tasks, leaving pathologists to focus on the trickier cases.
That frees up their time for the more complex stuff.
And it leads to faster and more accurate diagnoses.
It's a win-win.
For our last stop on this medtech journey, we're going to check out surgical robotics.
Ooh, cool robot.
It's like science fiction becoming reality.
Oh, I know, right?
Robots are helping surgeons do complex procedures with crazy precision.
And it makes surgery less invasive, too.
It's really changing things up.
Yeah.
One company doing awesome stuff here is NuSQ.
Tell me about them.
They developed the CLDX device.
What does that do?
It's making ear surgery, especially for kids, easier and more precise.
So a robot is helping with those delicate procedures.
Exactly, and doing it with amazing accuracy.
That's going to be reassuring for parents.
It is for sure. It's super impressive tech-wise and reassuring for parents knowing their kid is in good hands.
It also shows how robotics can improve access to specialized care.
Yeah, there's often a shortage of skilled surgeons for certain procedures.
Especially in more remote areas.
Robotics can help close that gap.
So it's bringing advanced surgical techniques to more people around the world.
That's the goal. And then there's Vivo Surgical.
Okay. What are they working on?
They're focusing on a different part of surgery, lighting.
Lighting?
Yeah, they've got the Kelly RO platform, which gives surgeons better lighting during minimally invasive surgery.
Oh, so it's like giving surgeons superhuman vision.
It is. It lets them see more clearly and operate even more precisely.
I see. Sometimes the simplest innovations can have the biggest impact.
That's so true. Vivo Surgical proves that these Singaporean medtech companies are thinking about the whole surgical experience.
Not just the robots themselves, but making everything better for both surgeons and patients.
That's right. So that was a quick tour of some of the coolest medtech startups from Singapore.
Wow, there's so much going on over there.
From using AI to analyze data, predict diseases, to developing those cutting-edge therapies and revolutionizing surgeries.
It's amazing.
They're covering it all.
Yeah.
But we've really just scratched the surface.
Right.
What does all this mean for the future of healthcare?
That's the big question.
How is it going to affect us?
Yeah. What are the real-world implications of all this?
Let's think about that for a minute before we keep going with our deep dive.
Okay, let's take a moment to digest all of this.
It's amazing to see Singapore's medtech scene booming.
Right.
But what does it all mean for regular people like us? Like, how is this going to change things in the real world?
It's about moving away from just reacting to health problems and becoming more proactive.
I see.
So instead of waiting for people to get sick,
yeah.
we can start figuring out risks early on,
mm-hmm.
personalize treatments, and help people take charge of their own health.
So it's about living better, not just longer.
Exactly. It's yeah. about improving quality of life.
That makes sense.
Imagine a world where chronic diseases can be predicted and managed before they even start.
Oh.
Where we catch cancer super early.
Okay.
And surgeries are minimally invasive thanks to robots.
It sounds incredible.
That's the future these companies are building.
It's a future I want to live in. Me too.
But let's be real. Healthcare access is a global issue.
Yeah.
And this cutting-edge tech can be pricey.
True.
How do we make sure everyone benefits, not just the wealthy?
That's a super important point, and these companies get that.
They do.
A lot of them are trying to make their tech more accessible and affordable.
That's good to hear.
Like Tikva Alicel's off-the-shelf T-cell therapy could really bring down the cost of those life-saving treatments.
Because making those personalized therapies for each patient must cost a fortune.
It does. And companies like Avice Health and Mesh Bio,
yeah.
they're coming up with solutions that help people manage their health at home.
Okay.
So they might not need expensive doctor visits or hospital stays as much.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's about changing how we think about healthcare.
Yeah.
From reacting to problems in hospitals to being proactive and patient-focused.
You got it.
So it's not only about the technology itself.
No.
It's how it fits into the system and how we make it available to everyone.
It's a whole system revamp.
Absolutely. And things like the SG Innovation Showcase are so important for this.
I see.
They give these companies a chance to connect with investors, partners, and healthcare providers worldwide. It's about creating this global network of innovation.
I like that.
Where people share ideas.
Yeah.
And these technologies can spread to help as many people as possible.
So the SG Innovation Showcase is about more than just showing off the tech.
Yeah.
It's about teamwork and making these innovations work on a global scale.
Exactly. It's really exciting stuff. But any big tech shift comes with challenges.
Of course.
What are some hurdles these companies might face going mainstream?
One of the biggest is all the regulations.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Healthcare regulations are different everywhere.
Right.
Getting approval for new tech can be a long and complicated process.
Especially with patient data and AI diagnostics.
For sure. Data privacy and security are huge concerns.
Those are really important.
These companies need to follow the strictest rules to keep patient info safe.
And then there's the whole thing about fitting this tech into the healthcare systems we already have.
Right. It's not like you can just plug in a new gadget and call it a day.
It's got to be more complicated than that.
It is. It takes a change in thinking from both healthcare providers and patients.
Okay.
Doctors need training on how to use this new tech.
Yeah.
And patients need to understand the benefits and risks.
It's a complete system overhaul, not just a tech upgrade.
Exactly. And that needs everyone to work together and communicate.
But even with all that, the potential of this tech is huge.
It is. We can't ignore that.
The med tech advancements we're seeing could completely change healthcare.
I agree.
It could lead to healthier lives and a fairer system for everyone.
It's a pretty exciting time to be witnessing all this.
It really is. Now, let's take a closer look at the companies going to San Francisco for the SG Innovation Showcase.
Okay.
What makes them so special? What makes them stand out from the rest?
Good question. Let's dive in.
I'm looking at the list for the SG Innovation Showcase.
Yeah.
And it's clear these companies are like the top tier of Singaporean medtech.
They're really leading the way.
They're not just innovators.
Right.
They're shaking things up, pushing the limits of what's possible in healthcare.
I see a few key things that connect them.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
First, they're tackling all kinds of healthcare problems.
Okay.
We've got companies working on chronic diseases, cancer detection, surgical robotics.
You name it.
It shows how diverse and strong Singapore's medtech scene is.
Yeah, it's like they've zeroed in on all the biggest health issues we're facing.
Exactly. And the second thing is their use of cutting-edge tech, especially AI.
AI is everywhere these days.
It is. And they're not just using existing tech in new ways. Right. They're creating totally new solution stuff we couldn't even imagine a few years ago.
It's mind-blowing how AI is changing everything in healthcare.
I know from diagnosis and treatment to drug discovery and even surgery.
And the third thing that stands out
yeah.
is their global focus.
Yeah, it's huge.
They're not just trying to help Singapore. They want to make a difference worldwide.
It's a global effort.
The SG Innovation Showcase is their chance to go global.
Okay.
To meet investors, partners, healthcare providers from all over.
It's like their launch pad to the world stage.
It is. They can share their vision, show what they can do, and hopefully get their innovations adopted worldwide.
It's all about making a global impact.
So if you're into the future of healthcare,
yeah,
you can't miss the SG Innovation Showcase.
It can be amazing.
It's a chance to see these incredible innovations from Singapore up close.
And be part of the conversation shaping the future of healthcare.
Exactly. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with a thought.
Okay, shoot.
We've seen some incredible advances.
We have.
But what part of the future of healthcare excites you the most?
That's a good question.
Is it a specific tech, a particular disease area, or something else entirely?
I think what really gets me going is the idea of shifting healthcare from treatment to prevention.
Interesting.
Imagine if we could figure out our individual health risks early.
Yeah.
And then take steps to prevent diseases before they even happen.
That'd be amazing.
That's a future I'm really passionate about.
And for me, it's the idea of making healthcare accessible to everyone.
That's so important.
No matter where they live or how much money they have,
yeah,
these technologies can break down those barriers and make healthcare fairer for everyone.
That's a future worth striving for.
It really is.
Yeah.
So as we finish up our look at Singaporean MedTech,
yeah,
remember this, the future of healthcare is bright.
I agree.
It's being shaped by these bold innovators, cutting-edge technologies, and a shared goal of making a positive impact on the world.
It's inspiring.
Stay curious, stay engaged,
okay,
and stay tuned, because the best is yet to come.
I can't wait to see what happens next.